says in James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away." What I'd like to draw your attention to is that question, what is your life? And what I'd like to ask you is, what will you do with the rest of your life? Proverbs 27, verse 1, it says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." We're not guaranteed to leave here tonight. We're not guaranteed to get up in the morning. We're not guaranteed to make it home in the evening. What will you do with the rest of your life? What will you do with today, with now? This has been brought very close to me over the last year. The two examples of that are the company that I work for, Suncrest Gardens. We do a lot of snow plowing. And a gentleman, a subcontractor that worked for us, he had a four-wheel drive vehicle and it didn't work on the inside. He had to climb underneath it to engage and disengage it. After a storm, he crawled underneath his truck to disengage the four-wheel drive. He put it into neutral. The truck rolled over top of it and killed him. Gone. He did not know the last thing he was going to do was crawl underneath that vehicle. Gone out into a crisis eternity. Another gentleman that I hired upwards to 7 years ago, Chuck Bailey. Almost a year ago, was riding on his motorcycle, 75 mile an hour down the expressway. And it's not clear whether he cut someone off or they cut him off, but he went careening across the expressway. No helmet on. Chuck Bailey is still alive. The miracle of God. Chuck Bailey is alive. He is a born again Christian. Went many times to talk prior to that, understood that he was saved. It is a miracle the day that Chuck is still alive. Saw him the day after he was in the accident. There's no way that he's coming out of this. He was in a coma for 2+ months. Didn't know who I was for 6 months. The Lord slowly but surely restored him a mind that's very capable. His body is still in a wheelchair. I visited him before we went on our trip here. His body will never be the same. Will never be the same. His mind is fairly close to where it needs to be. But Chuck will never be able to serve God in the same fashion he could have before that day. But he knew, John, he said, "I knew there's a reason why God has kept me alive. And I would like to find out why. So that I might do something for him with what I have left." God has you here for a reason. Do you want to find out why? What will you do with the rest of your life? Well, I'd like to take you to two passages of Scripture that we'll bounce back and forth through here for a little time this evening. Deuteronomy 24 in one hand and Luke 9 in the other. Deuteronomy 24, we'll start reading there. There's three verses that we'll read, 19, 20, and 21. We'll each have 3 points here with each verse. We'll read them singly at a time. And in verse 19, "When thou cuttest down thy harvest in thy field and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the works of thy hands." I was reading this scripture again shortly after I got back from the first trip. The Lord was impressing in my heart. Just keep going, John. Keep going. What I would like to do is bring out 3 points as well that we can apply to all of our hearts, whether it's for the fatherless or the stranger that you meet, or the widow. I'd like to draw your attention to the phrase in the middle of the verse, "Thou shalt not go again to fetch it." When the Lord God calls us to go and do something for Him, whether it's daily out in the streets, to your neighbor, to your co-workers, or perhaps a far country, don't go back and fetch your life. Lose your life for the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we see in Luke chapter 9, God began to overlay this with these 3 verses. Examples that fit very well. Luke 9, 57 and 58. "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head." We don't hear his response, but perhaps he went back to fetch things that he thought he would need. Did he go back and gather up a parka, gather up a tent or a pillow to cover himself from the elements of the tent and to rest his head at night on a pillow? Don't go back and fetch things that you think you need. Lose your life for the Lord Jesus Christ, as it says in Matthew chapter 10, "He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." We lose it, and He'll bring us all we need to do the work that He's called us to. Again, I'll put across here in my testimony, God was calling me to leave behind a career of 20 years, working for the same company for the last 14. John, don't go back and fetch that. Lose it for me, for the fatherless. I would like to encourage you, don't go back and fetch things that you think you need. What that will do is weigh you down on the road the Lord calls you. Don't gather a bunch of stuff up. Okay, Lord, I'm ready to go now. Not going to get anywhere. Lose it for the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, "I will very gladly be spent for you." Be spent for someone else. Turning back to Deuteronomy 24. We see in verse number 20, it says, "When thou beatest thine olive tree, thou shalt not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow." The point I'd like to bring out here is, thou shalt not go over the boughs again. Don't lag behind in life and count what you could have had. Look at your life as an olive tree, and gathering the fruit off of it, you leave some behind up in the top. Don't go over the boughs again. Don't lag behind and wait for that to come and be ripe. Leave your life behind for the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we see and turn to Luke 9 again, Luke 9, 59 and 60. "And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God." Again, we don't hear his response. He was lagging behind to bury his father. It didn't say that his father was dead yet. Life is so fragile that the father could have buried his son before the son even had a chance to bury his father. He was asked to follow, and he said, "Let me first do something." But that may never have come to pass. And as we look in our lives, in the boughs of our tree, let me first, God, do this. Let me gain this first, and then I'll go. Perhaps this man was waiting for the inheritance that he would receive from his father after he passed away. Let me get that first, and then I'll have enough to go. No. Don't lag behind. Count what you get ahead. Leave your life behind for the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, in my life, the year prior to God calling me in the winter, I sat down with the owner of our company. We were close friends. One Saturday morning for breakfast, and he was talking about my progression through the company, where I'd come from to where I was. I started out as an assistant foreman, was then now managing the construction end of a company, the snow removal end of a company of a multi-million dollar company. Where I was going, we were beginning to lay the groundwork for me to take over the operations of the company. And the Lord asked me to leave that behind. And praise God, I'm glad He gave me the strength to leave that behind, because that's nothing compared to what our God will provide in Moldova. I can't wait to get to Moldova and allow Him to raise up around us a work that's for Him and not myself or some other man. In the boughs of my tree, one day I was looking to run a very large company. It was up in the boughs. It hadn't come to pass yet. Again, there's no guarantee that company would be around in years for me to even run, let alone me be around to run it. Do you understand? Our hearts are set on things that may never come to pass. And our God calls us to not look at those, not to lag behind, but to leave it behind. For a life that is much richer than we can ever imagine. What will you do with the rest of your life? Consider that. Very important question. As we turn back to Deuteronomy 24 for the last point. Deuteronomy 24, verse 21. When thou gathereth the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. Don't glean the last drop out of your life for yourself. Lay it down for the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, they were asked to leave something behind, to not go back. Thou shalt not glean it afterward. Turning back to Luke chapter 9 for the last time, we see in verses 61 and 62, and another said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid farewell which are at my home, at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. We don't see the response. We don't hear the response of this man again. But he says, I'll follow thee. And he said, me first. Let me go do something first, though. Let me go home, spend a little last time with my family. We'll have a family reunion scheduled for the middle of the summer. I need to be around for that. Or I need to finish a project with my dad at the house. Again, when we put things in the way, God's sending us on our way, that'll slow you down or put you on a different trail. Because one day of let me first do something else will turn into 2 days, will turn into a week, will turn into a month, will turn into a year, will turn into a decade, a wasted life, not used for the Lord Jesus Christ, used for yourself. That's the trick of the devil. He'll get you looking at other things. Let me do one last thing. I'm always bent for that. I've got to do one last thing. Mankind goes that way. There will never be a last thing. You always find something else that needs to be done before we can go. Young people, don't let the devil trick you, deceive you into waiting another day. Hear your Father's call. Hear your Savior's call. Follow me. Follow Him. Follow after your Lord. And He'll give you something more than you could ever dream of. The work that our Lord has given us to do in Moldova, I could not have made that up in a million years. I knew my God was calling me as a missionary. And for years, God, I said, God, please don't put me in a house all by myself and trying to work my way out of a box. I would dry up and die. And He knew exactly what I needed. Surrounded by young people, surrounded by kids that need love, surrounded by plant material that needs care. I'll have more than enough to do. Praise the Lord. What I'd like to do is turn to John 10 as we close and look at the prime example. He laid His life down. We heard a message this morning from Pastor Brown about following the right example. I'd like to take one close look at the best example we could ever look at in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 10, verse 15, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. The Lord Jesus Christ laid down His life for you and I. Can we not lay our lives down for the cause of Christ? As the Lord called me, I was given a book. The name of the book is called Vanya. This book is very special to me for a few reasons. Vanya was a Moldovan man. It was written about a Moldovan man in the Russian Red Army. Vanya, translated as John. We have the same name. But also, Vanya laid down his life for the Lord Jesus Christ in my lifetime. Vanya was martyred July 16th, 1972. Vanya laid down his life, literally. He followed the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was in the Russian Red Army, was told not to minister the Word of God to the other soldiers, send the gospel to him, to be praying on his own. He didn't listen. Again and again, abused, beaten, interrogated, left out in the middle of the winter. Finally, he couldn't take it no longer. Took his last beating and his stabbing July 16th, 1972. He left this behind. He says this, in heavy trials day upon day, be not discouraged as you stand alone. The call of the suffering in this life obey, your faraway goal is known. Advance, fall not back in the terrible storm, do not lose heart as you stand alone. May your heart towards brothers stay ever warm. Advance, fall not back in the storm. While enemies blaspheme, accuse you, and mock, advance, lose not heart in the darkening storm. Do not lose heart as in deep faith you walk. Sow seeds of righteousness, even as they scorn. Advance alone to the goal. Harvest comes for men's souls. Advance alone to the goal. Harvest comes for men's souls. Vanya knew what he was going after. Harvest for souls. What are you going after with your life? Bob Jones Sr. said, it's better to die for something than to live for nothing. May that not be the testimony of our lives. You lived for nothing. May God use our lives to do something for Him. William Carey said, attempt great things for God. Expect great things from God. Don't limit the power of our God, our Almighty God, with your life. Allow Him to use it. Don't fetch your life. Lose it. Don't lag behind in your life. Leave it. Don't glean the last drop out of your life for yourself. Lay it down. The last verse is Psalms chapter 90. I'd like you, if you could, commit this to memory. It's a simple verse, but a very powerful verse nonetheless. May we rise up each morning and pray this to our God. In verse number 12 of Psalm 90, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Lord, teach me to number my days. Our life is but a vapor. We have a short time. Teach me, God, to number my days. Today may be the last day of your life. Apply it. Apply your hearts unto wisdom. Use it correctly. That your Lord may use you. There may be many years to come. May God have entire use of that and free will and reign of your life. We sang a song this evening that I usually end with singing. It was a blessing to my heart. Take my life and let it be. What's the answer? What's your answer? What will you do with the rest of your life? Will it be, Lord, take my life and let it be? Or, Lord, I'm going to keep my life for a little while, one more day. He may respond like he did to the rich man, thou fool. This night thy soul shall be required of thee. Use what you have for the Lord Jesus Christ.